It is. Let's talk some boxing now. Ben Damon, Fox Sports boxing reporter, has been good enough to join us on a Monday morning. Good morning, Ben.
Yeah, good morning to you, fellas. Big weekend of boxing. An interesting event yesterday, that's for sure.
No doubt about that. Hard to argue with that. Mike Tyson, Roy Jones Jr., exhibition match. Firstly, before we get to the end result, let's go back to the start. How did they look in your eye when they both came out to the ring yesterday?
Yeah, well, they looked very good for men who are 54 and 51 years of age. They've obviously worked really, really hard. And you just have to bear in mind that Mike Tyson hasn't been in a professional boxing ring for 15 years. So the fact that he was in good enough condition to go 8 two-minute rounds, and frankly, he looked like he could have kept going, is pretty impressive. Roy Jones, he ran out of gas pretty early on and just decided to sort of hang on and try and stay out of trouble against a far bigger, stronger man, as it turned out, in Mike Tyson. But yeah, physically, they obviously worked really hard, got themselves in good condition, and while they looked like older versions of themselves, that makes absolute sense.
So they had two-minute rounds, 12-ounce gloves, larger than normal gloves, just to keep it a little bit safer. The California State Athletic Commission mandated that those happen. Were there any other alterations?
Yeah, just slightly heavier than normal gloves, just to take a bit of sting out of the punches. But outside of that, well, the real difference between this and an actual professional boxing fight was that it is an exhibition. So under those terms, the referee is meant to sort of break them up whenever things are getting a bit too nasty one way or the other. He didn't really do that. He let them go, and he let them hang on to each other quite a lot. He let Roy really close that distance, hang on, burn the clock and stay out of trouble quite a lot. The other really important part is that in an exhibition, there's not meant to be a winner declared, but that was never going to be satisfying for either of these fighters or for the audience watching or for those wanting to have a bet on the event. So the WBC decided they would put in three former champions to judge the fight so that a winner could be declared. And as it turned out, that was an absolute waste of time because they were really drinking heavily through the course of the fight. Vinny Pazienza, former world champion, a really interesting story himself. Yeah, he was on something while he was watching that fight. He didn't give a single round to Mike Tyson. He gave all rounds either a draw or to Roy Jones in one of the weirdest scorecards you've ever seen. So yeah, it was the only real farce out of things was the result, but it really doesn't matter. A draw is a draw. It's fine. But if you had a bet on it, then you would rightly feel robbed because Mike Tyson won that fight.
What about the undercard with the ex-NBA player in Nate Robinson and the YouTuber? Now,
yeah.
If that's an exhibition, Nate Robinson is probably, his memories of that fight are going to be pretty hazy.
Yeah, it's quite funny that these blokes got in there and had a go and did what they did. But it's also a little bit scary that someone like Nate Robinson could have people around him who could convince him that he had the ability to go into a boxing ring. He should not have been there in the first place. And quite frankly, the referee or his corner should have pulled him out when they saw that he had absolutely no idea what he was doing. He got dropped twice by some bloke from YouTube. Then he got up again and he got caught with a massive shot and he was asleep for a long time. And thankfully, he woke back up because those sorts of shots can do a lot of damage. He won't be getting in a boxing ring again, Nate Robinson, and that is best for all of us. The other bloke, Jake Paul, he's made to look pretty good because he fought against someone who had absolutely no idea. But really, yeah, it was a circus, as we always expected it to be. But plenty would have tuned in, I think, just to watch the YouTuber, and a lot of interest in former NBA player as well. But yeah, the less of that we see, the better, and that'd be better for everyone's health as well, I think.
So now we're going to see Mike Tyson again. He's talking about having more and more fights. Isn't it another four or five fights?
Yeah, well, I interviewed him, a week and a half ago and said, what's next, assuming you get through this one and you have fun? And he said, I want to keep going, keep raising money for people, those people include himself. I suggested that Evander Holyfield's the obvious one, a great rival of his during his heyday. He said, yeah, Evander's one. Otherwise, Anthony Joshua or Tyson Fury would be good. And I suggested that might not be a great idea, but he thinks that he would like to move around with one of the current heavyweight champions of the world. yeah, that'd have to be a proper exhibition. Otherwise, it would be Mike Tyson looking like Nate Robinson. So I think that probably there'd be a lot that needed to be worked out in a rules sense if he's going to move around with one of those blokes. But otherwise, Evander Holyfield's the one. It makes perfect sense. They've had such a great rivalry. There's so much to talk about. There's such a great story. I think it'd be even bigger than what we saw yesterday, and yesterday was enormous.
Well, it's certainly got people talking, and not necessarily for all the right reasons, but interesting nonetheless. And it's nice to be able to chat to you about it, Ben. Appreciate your time as always.
Yeah, absolute pleasure. Thank you.
Good stuff.